Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the government shutdown is now tied as the second longest in U.S. history. 21 days in matches the 95-96 shutdown under President Bill Clinton. Lawmakers in Congress are no closer to working out a deal to pass a funding bill. Meanwhile, funding for certain government programs may run out soon. Republican senators are at the White House today for a group lunch with President Trump. It's not known what exactly is on the agenda, but it comes as the effects of the shutdown get worse by the day. Here's ABC's G. O'Brien.
Time is running out. Obamacare open enrollment starts November 1st, less than 2 weeks away. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries telling me,
by that point, tens of millions of people across the country will realize that their health insurance premiums, co-pays, and deductibles have skyrocketed.
Republicans refusing to negotiate on health care while the government is shut down.
The longest government shutdown in history was during President Trump's first term. And Greg, I remember looking back when we were just starting. Like, I wanted to look at the history of the shutdowns, how long they lasted, when they were. Seems like a while ago now, right? Yeah, it was 21 days ago. So the longest government shutdown in history, that one started in December of 2018 and went into January of the next year. That one lasted 35 days.
Number two, Kenvue, the American company that makes
Tylenol,
is pushing back against an FDA proposal to change the painkiller's safety label. The updated label would mention a possible link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and a diagnosis of autism or ADHD in children. And Kenvue says,
acetaminophen
is one of the most studied medicines in history. They state that the science does not support the warnings and that implementing them would be arbitrary, capricious, and contrary to law. Kenvue claims that a label change would be an unexplained departure from the FDA's position, noting that the agency reviewed the science for over a decade and found no causal link, most recently in August of 2025.
Number three, a portion of the White House has been demolished. It's to make way for a 90,000 square foot ballroom that's become President Trump's latest project. The president claims the ballroom is being paid for with donations and from his own pocket. But critics say this is unnecessary, especially during the government shutdown.
It's going to cost $250 million. The White House says it's not taxpayer money that will be used to fund this. It's all coming from private donors. The president himself has said he will be contributing to that effort, though he hasn't said how much he's kicking in and how much will be coming from the private donors.
That's ABC's Karen Travers. It was so interesting to watch the video. In fact, I'm taking a peek at some of the networks right now. There's actually a shot of it at the moment. Yesterday, the crews came in and they're just tearing the outside structure of the East Wing.
It's crazy.
And I don't know why. I mean, this happens, but it's just, it's the White House and it's weird to see.
Yeah, I'm sure there've been, you know, construction projects a lot, you know, over the course of time, but not quite like this.
Yeah.
This is unique.
It would be different if it was its own building that they started to build, but it's something about just seeing that construction crew come in and then taking away part of it.